KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As many as 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the Los Angeles wildfires. Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, among them Andrew Schwartz, who used to live in Pacific Palisades with his wife and two children.
It's what it takes to build up a life as a family. It's just the day-to-day routine, the things that take forever to set up when you have young children. And when you're displaced and you have to start over, there's just so much to figure out.
Many neighborhoods, including most of Pacific Palisades, California, are unrecognizable after fires moved through. New York Judge Juan Merchan will sentence Donald Trump today in his hush money case. Trump will not get jail time, but he will become the first U.S. president ever convicted and sentenced for a crime. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether TikTok should be banned for national security reasons. Congress ordered the app's Chinese-based owners to sell or face a ban. So far, they haven't done that. This is ABC News. On hold as of now, a plea deal involving the man accused of planning 9/11.
The stay ordered by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals puts a halt to Friday's hearing, where the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was to have pled guilty in return for the death penalty being removed from his case. The stay is being ordered so that the court can have more time to determine whether Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has the authority to reverse the plea agreements that were offered to Mohammed and two other 9/11 plotters. Two military courts had ruled that Austin did not have that authority and that the plea agreements could proceed. Louis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now launching his own lawsuit against prosecutors in New Mexico. He is accusing them of intentionally mishandling evidence in the deadly Rust movie set accident to make him the scapegoat. Last year, now officially the hottest on record ever, climate scientists from Europe and Japan confirming the average worldwide temperature in 2024 surpassed the previous record. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is Jordan Love ready? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. On my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Flurries and a little freezing drizzle this morning, so keep an eye on the roads. Could be a little slick for the commute, but we will clear out with some sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 27. With snow on the way tomorrow night and Sunday, could get an inch, maybe a little more before it all winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of the documentary Gold, Paige McKenna, into the studio. And with a preview of the next episode of New Wisco Weekend, host Lisa Hale stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
You were born ready. You've been waiting around ever since.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
And we are, of course, on social media. Hate to promote it, but we're on Twitter. You can check that out there as you drive into work. You can watch us as well.
Sure.
We're also on, sadly, on Facebook.
What about YouTube?
We can't turn to anything except maybe YouTube at this point that hasn't, you know, latched on to Trump somehow. I just feel like, you know, we're feeding into the right wing media machine at this point. You know, it's not easy. This is not easy. Why doesn't Blue Sky stream yet? What is wrong with those people over there? We have to get them on board.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure they're working on it. You know, they only have like
Blue Sky is nothing but Blue Sky.
Why don't you start a pirate TV station, John?
Well, I like to, you know, but I don't have the funds for it. Yeah. You know, for some reason, the right wing seems to have all the billionaires and all the millionaires that are willing to contribute money to those kinds of causes.
Hey, disinformation is profitable.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to produce. You just have some kind of, you know, wild dream and you come up and start telling people about it. And they say, oh, is that for real? Well, I dreamt it, but, you know, it felt real. And nowadays, that's what we go by. Well, it feels like we're in a recession. Unbelievable. I don't know how I'm going to make it through 4 damn years of this crap.
One day at a time.
Oh,
just one day at a time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can be there for it.
Yeah.
All right.
A little dusting of snow overnight.
You know who's going to bail? What? Sam's going to bail on us.
What?
He's going to walk away from all
of
this.
No, he's not.
What do you mean?
You're going to get into teaching. You're not going to waste your time, you know, shouting into the air. Freedom, democracy.
I'm going to be doing it instead to young, impressionable ears.
Oh, there you go. Yes, yes. Woke.
Yeah, terrorist training camp, right?
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
Well, can't you do that and still work here in the mornings? Is that impossible? No?
You're going to move?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Well, I got to find a job. I don't know if there's a teaching job here in Madison. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there is that possibility, but who would do that, right? we have Pam Yonke coming up.
That's right.
A little after 20 after.
The Farm Babe.
Yeah. And find out some farm news. There's a great new movie. I guess it's great. I don't know. We'll find out from Pam about Green and Gold.
Right.
It's a new film.
Yeah.
It's a story about some farmers trying to succeed, a big bet. And I don't know that much about it. We'll find out from Pam, who attended the premiere of this.
Yeah.
And she also talked to the people, some farmers who were involved in the film.
She's been off for a couple of weeks for vacation, holiday, whatever. And
she's got a list of stories.
Good to have her back.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Talk to her in just a little while. And weather for today, it's we've got a little snow overnight. There's still a few flurries pushing through, but it's 23 degrees currently.
Mm-hmm.
What would our afternoon high be today?
Well, I think we should find out.
What do you want? How do you want to do that today?
Well, should we take out our balls?
It's been a while.
It's Friday. Let's take our balls out.
Well, this is the sweaty ball edition.
Okay. Here we go. Lottery balls. First one up is 3. Wow, that's encouraging.
Yes.
Second one up is 0.
Oh, that's not encouraging.
That's discouraging. 30 for a high today. But that's better than we've been lately.
So well, you know, there was a little snowfall last night, if you're not aware of it yet. I've been looking out the window in my house, and I thought, is that like moonlight? Or, you know, I thought, why does the lawn look white?
Yeah.
And it's just a light dusting, and it's, but it's slippery.
Is it?
Yeah. So you
watch out, slow down around corners.
Yeah, and I didn't enjoy it because I had to slow down a little bit before the lights.
Oh my God.
And I like,
how the windshield wipers doing? They doing okay?
Oh, you know, the windshield wipers are great. Thank you for asking.
Do you have to scrape anything off the windshield?
No, this time I didn't have to. Okay. I appreciate your curiosity.
All right. Let's get to the National
Day
calendar because it's Friday.
You are so concerned.
Yeah. It's 10th day of January. Boy, the month is a third over.
It's flying already, you know.
Is it or is it not National Cut Energy Cost Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Save the Eagles Day? National Bittersweet Chocolate Day? Or National Weather Service Day?
It's not National Weather Service Day.
Well, you are correct for a change.
All right. You made it easy for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It is, what should we start with? Save the Eagles Day, okay?
Yeah.
We're not talking about, you know, Don Henley and, you know, Glenn Frey, those Eagles.
We can't save some of them.
Glenn Frey is not savable. He's gone. This is Save the Eagles Day. It reminds us to, salute the majestic raptors that soar above the earth, whether they are well-populated or endangered. There's quite a few around here, actually.
Yeah.
Due to the work of scientists and the public, the bald eagle was removed from the list of endangered back in June of 2007. That's quite a long time
ago. I don't know. Maybe the Republicans would like to go back to hunting them.
Well, if
we have enough of them, let's shoot them.
Poaching and pesticides, other dangers continue to threaten the eagles' population and Republicans, too.
Yes, that's right.
Save the Eagles Day. The day started as a way to save a specific pair of bald eagles and to raise awareness about this species. There's approximately 60 species of eagles that populate the world.
There's an eagle's nest that everybody watches.
Oh,
where is that? Is
there's
that
a bunch at, of them Sauk City.
Sauk City.
Yeah, Prairie du Sac and Sauk City. They actually have an eagle's lookout area. I mean, an observation area.
Right.
And they have a weekend they devote to doing that. And there are quite a few up there. I've seen them a number of times.
I thought you were talking about like the webcams at first, where you can just go online and see a camera pointed
at an eagle's nest all the time. I thought they had that, too.
They probably do.
At least they do it for a nest, if there is a nest out there.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure.
There are several nests out there.
They repeat?
It's near the dam.
Do you repeat going back to the same old nest? Is that
that I don't, I'm not sure of, but.
All right, but you're from that area. You're from the rural areas of Wisconsin. You would know.
You've been to Sauk City before. I know, well, because I've been there with you.
I have you been know to Sauk City, so I know.
The river runs through it. Wisconsin, you've heard of the Wisconsin River, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
I
between
have.
The dam in Prairie du Sac and the bridge in Sauk City, that area there. You see quite a few eagles.
Yes,
there are
you do.
A number of eagles' nests in, right around the dam and near the dam.
Well,
the dam.
There's a brewery out there as well.
There's a brewery.
Attended.
Yeah, we've been to Vintage a number of times. Yeah, it's a great place to view eagles. Okay. I missed a couple of days here. It's also National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Oh,
if you got
damn
houseplants, you know, talk to them today.
Kill them.
What?
Kill
I
them.
Love houseplants.
Do you?
John, can you just not keep a plant alive?
I know I can't keep them alive.
Yeah, I have but a hard time
I had houseplants all through my 20s and 30s. I did. And I finally gave up on the damn things. You know, I don't know why I was nurturing this corn plant. Right?
They have this like corn. Like a stalk of corn?
No, it's not actual corn, but it looked like a corn plant.
Okay.
The leaves looked like corn plants. I don't know what I.
People
I,
usually
know, I should
say,
have at least found out what kind of plant it was, but I always called it a corn plant.
Yeah, people usually say that taking care of a plant is like a good primer for taking care of like a pet or a kid or something like that. But
well,
I guess that's not the case for you.
No, I did. I grew a 4 foot tall pot plant.
Wow.
And it was really, it was a really nice, healthy-looking plant.
Yeah.
Had it in the living room for a long time.
Did you trim it off every once in a while?
When we finally gave up on the plant, yes, we trimmed it.
Okay, good.
And it was awful.
It's also National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Oh, great, yes. Okay. We always have Oysters Rockefeller on the weekends.
It's National Cut Your Energy Costs Day, so, you know, be energy wise.
Mm-hmm.
And National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. I like
the best kind of chocolate ever.
Yeah?
But, it's a thing that you grow into as you get older, as your taste buds need more stimulation.
Right.
You need something tasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Sam, why don't you take it over for the history today? What are we going to use? Are we going to dust off the history book, or are you going to open the
let's
Kindle?
Dust it off again. Let's go on old
just
fashioned.
Just for old on Fridays.
Oh,
you got to dust it off once a week. What was that?
This is truly the Academy of Bad Acting.
Yes, it is.
There's a reason I wound up here rather than on screen or on stage,
that's right?
Right?
Okay. Yeah, we got to dust it off once a week on Fridays.
Don't have a ton of stuff in the history book today, but today in 1776, you know the book, or the not even a book, pamphlet Common Sense?
Yes.
Oh.
Thomas Paine?
Yes.
It's a 47-page pamphlet on how it was common sense for the colonies to declare their independence from Britain.
Wow.
Sold out within days, and they had to produce a second printing, and later that year in 1776, we declared independence.
Amazing.
Thank you.
A little pamphlet actually created this country.
Isn't that something?
Well, not on its own, but
it
was the spark.
Gassed everybody up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice. Okay. Let's continue.
I thought you were going to say something else. You looked like you were going to say something.
Well, I'm always
fast
saying
forward
something
a little bit.
Else.
Today in 1920, the League of Nations was founded.
Oh, okay.
Didn't last super long. The U.S. had the idea for it. Woodrow Wilson had the idea for it.
Right.
And then the U.S. didn't even join it.
Beautiful.
But,
it's so typical.
Yeah.
God. But it was the forerunner to the United Nations.
That's right.
Nations, yeah.
Today in 1999, The Sopranos debuted.
Oh, what a great show.
I watched a little bit of Sopranos. My roommate started watching it right before he left for winter break.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
I was just thinking about.
I was going to raise a cup of coffee to The Sopranos. Do we have that cut that we talked about yesterday?
I don't have it pulled up right now.
Okay,
they mention coffee all the time. You're right.
Well, we'll have it when we come back, right?
Sure.
No.
Just for you, Gordy.
We've got Pam coming up.
Oh, we got Pam Yockey coming up next. Right here on John and Gordy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Lead the way, a victory is our cry. We have the will to win, we have the finest men who take the charge to do or die.
That's great stuff.
The Green Bay Packers lead the way.
Yep.
Packers.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX, and we're playing that because we have Pam Bianchi, the Midwest Farm Report.
Yep.
And she's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning. It's not out there yet. It's going to be premiering or debuting, I should say, on January 31st in, theaters nationwide.
Yeah.
Right. No kidding. Wow.
And yeah, you mentioned off the air here that you saw just about 20 minutes of the film. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had that. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
So
Lambeau Field with a red carpet debut, completely different situation. Yes. All the way around.
Yeah.
But they had invited in. It was really kind of a family reunion of sorts. So the producer-director of the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer that is struggling to make ends meet and basically bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. This is set in the 90s. That's the focal point of Green and Gold. And they had the red carpet kind of premiere at Lambeau Field in the atrium. I was on my holiday vacation, but there's no way you were going to keep me away from that combination.
Absolutely.
Of Lambeau Field and dairy farming. So I beat over there, and they wrote my name down on a piece of paper and threw it on the floor near the red carpet. That was where I was supposed to stand.
It's pretty formal.
I guess that's the way it goes. Yeah. I wasn't the only one, so I didn't feel like I was being ostracized.
No.
And the good part was I was at the end of the red carpet, so I was the last person they talked to, which meant I had more time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that I got a chance to visit with was Craig T. Nelson. So as probably people remember, he sang the national anthem last week.
Yes.
And contrary to what you might believe, he actually has quite a bit of tie to not only agriculture, but to Wisconsin.
Mm.
He was telling me a little bit, and I don't know if you guys want to use the clips or not, but he mentioned something about his farming background and why this was not a completely foreign role to him. He's got a farming background.
All right. Well, let's play it.
Yeah.
It comes in the blood. You know, my family's farmers, and they've got the Nelson family farm in Volga, which is still going on. So when I say that, it's tongue-in-cheek. You don't make friends with a lot of cows, and I mean a lot of them. So you kind of have to get to know them, which is like getting to know co-stars who have huge egos. It was fun. I mean, I got a chance to meet a lot of wonderful people and dairy farmers and cattle farmers and wheat farmers and people, you know, that I guess the salt of the earth, really, for me. Very funny people, very, you know, sarcastic, witty. And then you've got the Packers fans who are totally insane and wonderful. So it's, you know, it's like coming home, really. I mean, my great-grandparents lived in Ettrick, Wisconsin, so in the West. So
sure.
That's where they settled. Oh. And one of my best friends is from Eau Claire. Ah. And then one of my other best friends is from Baraboo.
Oh, for the...
Yeah, so wow. We were pretty connected.
So he knows Gordy here.
No. Yeah, I'm from Baraboo. No.
Spent a little time in Baraboo.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty cool connection. And he was very sincere. He's very tall. Man, he must be over 6 foot. But very sincere about the story that he was telling. And, you know, like I said, the angle I had was I wanted to know about the farmers that helped them to shoot this. All of it was basically shot up in Door County by Sisters Bay. And the challenge was to find a dairy barn that was still available from that period of time. So they had to turn to local farmers. Now, the two guys that produced it, Davin and, and I'm going to forget, Anders. They are from Upper Michigan originally, but they're farm kids by nature. Their grandfather was farming, and they were out there all the time. That's kind of what inspired them. They told me that they had an offer from another movie studio to take over the project, but that they were going to move the film site out of Wisconsin to a state that had cinema credits. And they said absolutely not. So they walked away from big money to keep it in Wisconsin, in Door County. So 90% of Door County was at the Lambeau Atrium to check this out, and most of them played some kind of a role. A lot of area farmers brought their cattle over so that they, you know, had dairy there in the barn, their equipment, and a lot of things like that. And and Davin, one of the producer directors, was very honest. He said, we didn't have budget, so a lot of those people volunteered their time, volunteered their livestock, volunteered their equipment, did it repeatedly.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. The one story that I thought was kind of funny is they said there's a birthing scene in one of the parts of the movie, and they sat and stared at the rear ends of about a dozen dairy cows on a cold January night waiting for something to happen. After about 12 hours of vigilance, they decided they were giving it up. They got packed up and left. 4 hours later, a dairy farmer's on the phone to them. Get over here fast. It's happening now. And they actually captured it.
Oh.
And it's one of the scenes of the movie they said they've gotten the greatest feedback on. Mm-hmm. People just don't know.
Yeah.
People have no clue about birthing a dairy calf. And so they had to kind of they had to fit that scene in minus Craig and his co-star. But anyhow, I don't want to steal too much of it, but it's just one of those things that you want to know about before you walk in. Green and Gold. Premiering on January 31st. And like I said, if you see people you recognize from Northeast Wisconsin, you are correct, because they really kept it close to the vest on how Wisconsin was going to play a role.
Boy, that is so cool. And it's also a message to our Republican legislature to maybe get those cinema credits going again. Seriously,
I thought
right?
The same thing. Thought the same thing, that might be something that comes up again, especially if the film gets the critical success that it's seen in some of the independent film competitions.
Right, we almost lost the Green Bay Packers. All right, Pam, that is a wonderful story.
Pam Yockey, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
It's the fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yockey, Midwest Farm Report.
We should have asked her how it ends, how the movie ends.
No, but she didn't see the whole movie. She only saw 24
minutes. She heard what happened at the end.
All right, we're coming back with more of John and Gordy. Idiocracy right around the corner.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It may not be much to look at across the state of Wisconsin these days, but getting chores done without the snow, a lot easier. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I think we'd all like to see maybe a little snow across the state to protect our hay and winter wheat. But in New York State, they're glad it's done. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself, also a broker analyst with EverAg. I talked to him yesterday, and he said his particular area picked up a lot of lake effect snow.
Yeah, we've gotten a plethora of lake effect snow, a very thin band, only spanning about 1 hour north to south. But the people that got a lot of it. We were on the southern end of it and got about 2.5 feet. And then you go north and just west of me, they got 74 inches in 3 days last weekend.
74 inches, folks, that's just a little over 6 feet of snow in some areas of upstate New York over the course of a weekend. Bryce Windecker sharing the story. He's a dairy farmer himself and also a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said that milk did continue to move. It didn't turn into a transportation issue for them, but he said there were some roofs that collapsed on dairy barns as well as sheds that they did have to deal with. The markets we're dealing with on a finally Friday morning, generally positive. Numbers are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
In the early morning hours of a Friday, right now March corn's up a penny at 4.57, December new crop unchanged at 4.47. March soybeans are up a nickel at 10.04, November new crop up to 10.16. March wheat, penny stronger at 5.35, July new crop up a penny at 5.56. Barrel cheese as well as AA butter was unchanged yesterday. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 189 and three quarters. That's just a quick snapshot on the markets. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Flurries and a little freezing drizzle this morning, so keep an eye on the roads. Could be a little slick for the commute, but we will clear out with some sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 27. With snow on the way tomorrow night and Sunday, could get an inch, maybe a little more before it all winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing on the program, as well as Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Good morning, yes.
Well, just thinking it's ahead. You
idiocracy.
Know, it's going to be idiocracy for the next 4 years.
6:35. It's a little bit snowy out there this morning. Just a little trace of snow to dust off the windshield. 23 degrees currently. High near 30 today.
Yep. All right. Should we jump right in?
Sure.
All right.
It's idiocracy.
Well, it is. It is idiocracy. Well, let's start with the war on drugs, all right?
There's so much to cover.
We're at about cut 136 and 7, so just get to that point.
Stand by.
Yeah, okay. We're loaded for bear on this one.
Oh, boy.
Brian Krastenstein posts a lot on X or Twitter, and he wrote this, "Trump wants to bring back the war on drugs ads." Because they work so well in the 80s, right? Nothing says effective strategy like a fried egg in a pan and Nancy Reagan telling people, just say no. So let's play cut 136.
We spend a lot of money, but it'll be a very small amount of money relatively. We're going to advertise how bad drugs are for you. How bad they are. They ruin your look. They ruin your face. They ruin your skin.
And you would know.
Ruin your teeth. If you want to have horrible teeth, take a lot of fentanyl. If you want to have skin that looks so terrible, take fentanyl. We're going to do, we're going to show what these drugs are doing to you. Nobody's done that before, and we're going to do it. And that is, it's going to be like running a political campaign.
Nobody's
ever thought of that.
No, no one's ever shown what drugs can do to people.
Okay. You know, it's the DARE. Amazing. Are you familiar with the DARE program?
Sure.
In schools?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't it true that the DARE program was like actually more successful at, well,
telling people that there are drugs
out
there?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Informing the kids about what the drugs are, not getting them to not do them.
Right.
It's just right. Yeah.
It's going to be counterproductive. Again.
Well, thank gosh he's doing this for the very first time.
Yes.
We really need this original idea from him.
Okay.
And of course, you know, he has certain problems, health problems himself, because of drugs.
Mm.
All right.
Allegedly.
Or just a lot of fiber. You never know. a more reality-based Your Mind Not Drugs ad didn't work out for one family, and this is a parody ad. So let's play this. All
okay.
Right? Let's play this.
Okay, last time. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
It's an egg frying in a pan.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. If you're old enough to remember that one, you know. Probably recall that.
And that's it?
I think it's
wow,
it.
Wow, I thought there was a...
You thought we had
more?
It was
a minute and 15. It's a parody ad, but that's all right.
I've only got 15, not a minute 15.
Really? Wow.
Okay.
All right, but anyway, that's the original ad that appeared out there, and we were all laughing at it.
Yeah, you get fried.
it was an absolute joke at the time.
Yeah.
And this was their first attempt at the war on drugs,
mm-hmm.
which has been, and everybody knows except for Trump, who's doing this for the very first time. Everybody knows it was a massive failure, and that's why we're trying to legalize at least marijuana to ease the pain of this war on drugs that failed. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
when you legalize it, you can recreational marijuana. You can control it.
Yeah.
And you can control the substance itself as far as the potency and all of that.
Yeah. And keep the fentanyl out of pot. They've actually laced pot with it. So, it's finally government control of the substance and making it much safer.
Of course, in Wisconsin, it's still illegal.
Yes, kind of.
But kind of. But the Delta 9 or Delta 8, whatever that.
Yeah.
Cap Times just did a story on this and all of the availability now from the 2018 Farm Bill. Pot is de facto legal in Wisconsin and across the country because of that. It hasn't actually been legalized.
Yeah.
But there's
still a strong version of it out there that's legal.
Exactly.
What
is it
THCA?
THCA, which
THCA.
It looks like flour that you would burn in a joint or something like that. Yeah. And then there's vapable forms, there's edible forms, it's all sorts of stuff.
Right.
I think I found your were you getting at Matt's text here, Gordy?
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
If you found the parody, that would be fantastic too. But should we?
What did Matt say? Let's be honest, guys. Civilization runs on drugs, and we were so productive in the 80s with all that cocaine. Best decade ever.
Okay, Matt. Middleton.
Well, no, he's so right. You know. Now we're
had its downside, but yeah.
Now we're hooked
really
on
productive.
Caffeine, right?
Sure.
We should talk. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play the parody at the War on Drugs.
Okay. This is your brain. And this is heroin. This is what happens to your brain after snorting heroin. It's not over yet.
Back to the future!
Any questions?
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
Why do you have to do this to every room in the house?
I'm making a point, Dad.
None of us do heroin, honey.
What does all this symbolize?
It means heroin smashes your money.
Oh my God, she didn't even think it through.
How else was I gonna make my point?
I don't know. Just send us an email.
But smashing stuff is dramatic.
I told you, if you want to smash things, you go to the garage.
But I need to express myself.
No, you need to get a summer job.
I've never done heroin, but honestly, Rachel, this makes me want to.
No, this is what heroin does to your life.
Hold on. This is way more damage than anyone on heroin has ever done. You know what people on heroin do? They sleep. And then they wake up and they buy more heroin.
Yeah, like Stuart.
Wait, what?
Rachel, just go to your room, okay?
You're welcome.
There you go.
That's it. Was that an SNL bit or what was
no,
that?
No, I together? I don't know. I just ran across it someplace and I thought, well, that's pretty funny. maybe. All right. Well, that's the successful war on drugs that we'll be seeing more of during the Trump administration. Oh, just can't wait for that to happen. Mm. how about this?
Okay.
Elon says cutting the system will be quite severe. The system that we have in place in this country right now, the government was never meant to be this big or small. So is there a way to make sure that the country does not grow anymore? That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
But Elon wants to somehow cramp our huge country into an idealized conservative vision of what they like to call small government. So let's play 140 here.
If we have a great president like Donald Trump, who is willing to make major changes, and it's difficult because the system will fight you. You know, the system is not going to be like, oh, yeah, no, totally, we're totally happy being smaller. that will not be, like, the sort of antibody reaction of the system will be quite severe. I don't think it's going to be, they're not going to, you know, like it, basically. But you have to have that mandate from the president. And we need a real president, not a puppet, you know.
Wait a minute. You made him a puppet.
You know, the thing that scares the system, that scares the machine, is that Donald Trump is not a puppet. He's a real person. You know? And he's not beholden to anyone.
Oh, no. He's beholden to you.
That's why you see sort of, you know, that they're trying to kill him.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, well. Elon. You know, Elon has a real problem, you know? And, of course, President Elon is certainly, you know, giving a lot of credit to Trump for being president, even though he really does kind of control the purse strings here. And purse strings, that's what it's all about. The billionaire class now own our government and will be owning it for the next 4 years. Hopefully, there'll be a way back from this. I'm not quite sure how that'll happen, but I hope it does happen.
I think Elon and Vivek said yesterday or a couple of days ago that they don't think they're going to be able to save as much money as they originally projected.
That's right. Now he's back away from it. Yeah.
It's going to be about half of what they originally said. They said $2 trillion or $3
trillion. It's going to be one.
It's
going to
be more like $1 trillion or maybe a little. They're starting to hedge their bets.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's already backing a failure.
Yeah.
Doge has failed already, and they're backing away.
They're not even in office yet.
I think he's enjoying his position so far outside the government, controlling the government, that he doesn't have time to cut any of the costs. He's threatening Germany. He's threatening Great Britain.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows? He may actually be planning, you know, the invasion of Greenland.
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah. They sent Don Jr. up there to walk around and meet some people, take some pictures. They pulled a few homeless people out and put MAGA hats on them for a photo op.
That's right. These are homeless people.
In Greenland.
Saying, please buy us.
Please buy
us. And they did. At least they bought those, you know, 15 people or whoever. That, you know, as we find out more and more, and of course, remember, they paid people to go to see Trump at his rallies.
Right. I remember that. Yes. Yeah.
This whole thing is a facade, which my brothers, you know, thought, well, you know what? Let's just wait and see and vote on the facade.
Mm-hmm. That's
vote
right.
on the fake guy, the crazy man. What the hell? Let's see what happens.
Yeah. And okay. Canada says, you know, they're not for sale.
Oh, we have a cut for from Canada. Yeah, that's it's going to be great stuff. Yeah, we have so much stuff here because, you know, this is a dumpster fire Friday kind of thing. We're taking out the trash.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Okay. And I have to get this across, too, as we're talking about Elon here.
Right.
According to Errol Musk, his dad, in an interview on LBC Radio.
Yeah.
He said, just don't listen to him. That's all.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't listen to him. He said, I'd say don't worry about it. Tell him to get lost. You know, that seems like the smartest thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Except, of course, you know, has a lot of money.
That's advice from his father.
I wonder if he regrets giving him all that money all those years ago.
Yeah, probably. He said, I mean, he's just a person. The fact that he has money or something, he's a billionaire or something to that effect. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people are tweeting the same things or saying the same things he is. So, you know, tell him to get lost. By the way, those other people, of course, don't own the platform. Elon Musk has 211 million followers to boot.
Yeah,
and the researchers have found that X's algorithm boosts posts from his account and from users with whom he agrees. All right, we knew that, of course. Then there's the fact that Musk doesn't just propose things. He's so rich he can donate mind-blowing sums of money to try to make them a reality by, you know, funding opponents to Republicans that don't toe the line, don't go along with Trump. So he's going to, you know, oppose them and try to reseat somebody else. Musk's attacks on government ministers, wholehearted defense of jailed four rights activists, and bizarre requests that King Charles dissolve Parliament, things like that. You know, maybe we shouldn't listen to him.
Really? Yeah, just go away. What did it say there? 200 million followers or something?
Yeah, 211 million followers.
I read where a lot of those could be bots.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of that's not a real figure, right?
He owns X. He can make the number whatever he wants and have it not be true.
Right. Who's count? You know, where's the check on that?
And he has a different identity himself. He can comment and support his own commentary. I mean, I keep seeing the name, and I forget to write it down each time because I do want to post it. I want to
I want people to know, you know, what to look for.
This, oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
it's his other name.
Oh.
He's upfront about it. I just can't remember what the name is.
Well, that's why everybody's going to Blue Sky, right? More people.
Yeah. And I wish we could just all go there and, you know, stream our show on there as well. We got a post here, Matt says, Donnie Jr. loves cocaine. It's true, you know.
Allegedly.
Let's start the war on drugs with him.
Yes. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or at verlo.com.
On drugs. Oh, this is your brain.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Choosing a florist for Valentine's Day? For the best and freshest flowers in Waterloo, Lake Mills, Marshall, Deerfield, and surrounding areas, Waterloo Blooms has exactly what you're looking for. Call 920-478-8600 or stop by today.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And we've got more here on Dumpster Fire Friday.
Yes, we do. Coming up a little bit later at 7:30, Jimmy Kay will be in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. That's coming up in our next hour.
All right. Now, my old partner in radio, Vicki McKenna.
You're still pals, right?
Yeah, we're really good friends.
You hang out all the time. Yeah.
Well, you know, we got along so well on the air there.
Right.
Broke a few headphones against the wall.
It didn't end well, but, you know.
No.
But you're friends now.
I always describe it as being in a shark tank for about 3 hours. I think we had 3 hours.
Every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes.
She's still on the air.
Unbelievably so. You know, I had so much respect for the program director there, Tim Scott, at the time, and I kept telling him, I said, why are you allowing her on the air? She's making a lot of this stuff up. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, just think about it. But they decided to go with her
Hello.
And asked me to fill in every time she went on vacation, and that was the last straw. I was never going to do that. So anyway. That's how we split up.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Okay. So anyway, she's still doing the line thing, and she had Wisconsin AG, former AG Brad Schimmel on, Yeah, he's a judge out in Waukesha County. You know, it's funny how the Republicans, when they have a case, they judge shop and they go out to Waukesha County. Isn't it weird how that it just happens that way?
Yeah.
They always accuse Democrats of judge shopping, and they always say how horrible that is that they do that. I thought they were supposed to divvy up
those cases kind of at random.
It was once like that, but not anymore. Yeah, it changed. And of course, you know, Schimmel is running for our state's highest court, the Supreme Court, as a justice, which would be, you know. Just cover the Trump administration and then add to it Brad Schimmel as a Supreme Court justice.
maybe
we better go to drugs. You know, maybe drugs is a good idea. I'm beginning to think this war on drugs is ill-timed.
Wait and see. We'll see how he does.
Yeah. Brad and Vicky both complained that January 6th defendants never got a fair shot in court and accused Democrats of abusing the court system for political gain, you know, the court system that they judge shop with. But this is a guy who's seen everybody because, you know, they judge shop in Waukesha County. My goodness, what the hell? Brad, wake up. Anyway, this is... what he said, another piece of the lawfare manipulation. Can you believe? Now, this guy's going to sit on the Supreme Court. He's talking lawfare.
Mm-hmm.
MAGA
That's
words.
MAGA talk, yeah.
Yeah. Is that they utilize jurisdictions that are overwhelmingly to the left in terms of the voters. They would never take their prosecution in a district where you had a fair shot at a defendant. I can't believe these guys. Look at yourself in the mirror. My God, you're Waukesha County. Republicans go to Waukesha County for every possible case they want to win. My.
This reminds me of my most favorite legal billboard I've ever seen. It said, so you did it doesn't mean you're guilty.
Yeah, see. Go to Waukesha County. Republicans across the country have flipped that script, Brad. Anyway, the New York Times reported how Trump and his supporters laundered the history of January 6th, turning a political nightmare into a political asset. And Schimmel is on board with that scheme, okay? Schimmel is saying that the jury trials don't work, and the whole U.S. system of justice is so politicized, it can't be trusted. And that's what he is basically saying when he talks about lawfare, right?
Sure.
By the way, Schimmel, I have so much on Schimmel. If you want to find out more, go to democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Put Brad Schimmel in the search bar at the top left.
Okay.
And you will be surprised and shocked. And it's almost like an onion piece.
there is so much stuff.
So much. I used to call him Bumbling Schimmel, Bumbling Brad, because he just can't do anything right. And I also juxtapose his picture with Homer Simpson. And my God, there is such an incredible similarity. You would be shocked.
There's a likeness. Yeah.
Can we just play? Now, this is the guy who wants to sit. Do you have cut 21 ready? Okay. This is the guy who wants to sit on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen to this.
Fabulous speech. And he's making the right promises of things we need to do as a country, and I believe he's going to keep those promises. Woo!
That's a support of Trump. Oh, my God. Remember, who was it that who shouted and lost the presidency?
That was
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. Yeah.
That's the Howard Dean shout right there.
That was so crazy.
I know.
I even thought at the time, like, why is that disqualifying that he just shouted "woo"?
Yeah.
At the end of his speech.
Now compare that to Trump, right?
Right.
Who can't tell the truth if he was paid to tell the truth, and he would take the money, but he wouldn't tell the truth.
Right. Oh, yikes.
Oh, man. Yeah. So,
it's crazy, you know,
Brad
time.
Schimmel shouting and big support of Trump. So, that is the kind of nonpartisan we want to see on the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Coming up in our next hour, Jimmy Kay will be here in place of Rocker, talking about the Max Inc. preview. And also, we're going to talk about the California fires in Los Angeles County.
That's right.
It's coming up next.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight. This weekend, we welcome brand new band Take Back the Sun, and Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires around Los Angeles burning for a fourth straight day as firefighters continue struggling to put out the blazes. In other neighborhoods, evacuees are returning to find all that's left of their homes and communities.
Half my block was gone. It's emotional.
Andrew Schwartz, who fled with his spouse and two young children from Pacific Palisades. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are not only putting out fires, they're also conducting rescue missions.
The majority of the people they are having to rescue out of homes and vehicles are individuals that chose not to evacuate, not only putting themselves in danger, but putting the first responders in more significant danger.
10 people have been killed in the wildfires. 10,000 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Sentencing for Donald Trump today in his hush money case. The Supreme Court refused to delay it. Supreme Court hearings today on the future of TikTok as well. This is ABC News.